Psalms chapter 58. To the chief musician, Altasheth, Mictan of David. Do you indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly, O you sons of men? Yes, in heart you work wickedness, you weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stops her ear, which will not listen to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Yahweh. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bends his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melts, let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away, as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. So that a man shall say, truly there is a reward for the righteous. Truly he is a God that judges in the earth. Psalms chapter 59. To the chief musician, Altasheth, Mictan of David, when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Yahweh. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. You therefore, O Yahweh, God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening, they make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth, swords are in their lips, but who, say they, does hear? But you, O Yahweh, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon you, for God is my defence. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon my enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth, Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for food, and grumble if they are not satisfied. But I will sing of your power, yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been my defence and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto you, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defence, and the God of my mercy. Psalms chapter 60. To the chief musician upon Shush-Anadoth, Mictan of David, to teach when he strove with Aram-Naharaim and with Aram-Zobah, when Joab returned and smote of Edom in the valley of Salt 12,000. O God, you have cast us off, you have scattered us, you have been displeased, O turn yourself to us again. You have made the earth to tremble, you have broken it, heal the breaches thereof, for it shakes. You have shown your people hard things, you have made us to drink the wine of astonishment. You have given a banner to them that fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah. that your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph you because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Will not you, O God, which had cast us off, and you, O God, which did not go out with our armies? God, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Psalms chapter 61. To the chief musician upon Neginah, a psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will remain in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of your wings, Selah. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those that fear your name. You will prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall remain before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Psalms chapter 62. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Truly my soul waits upon God, from him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, he is my defence, I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall you be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, Selah. My soul waits you only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my rock. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust him at all times. Trust him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to every man according to his work. Psalms chapter 63, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, you are my God. Earnestly will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see your power and your glory, so as I have seen you in the sanctuary. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. My soul follows hard after you, your right hand upholds me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God, everyone that swears by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Psalms chapter 64. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privately. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear, and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in Yahweh, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Psalms chapter 65. To the chief musician, a psalm and song of David. Praise waits for you, O God, in Zion, and unto you shall the vow be performed. O you that hear prayer, unto you shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgressions you shall purge them away. Blessed is the man whom you choose, and calls to approach unto you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, even of your holy temple. By fearful things in righteousness will you answer us, O God, of our salvation, who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Which by his strength sets fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stills the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the utmost parts are afraid at your tokens. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided for it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks, the valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy, they also sing. Psalms chapter 66, to the chief musician, a song or psalm. Make a joyful noise unto God, all you lands. Sing forth the honour of his name, make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how awesome are you in your works! Through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves unto you. All the earth shall worship you and shall sing unto you, they shall sing unto your name, Salah. Come and see the works of God, he is awesome in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He rules by his power for ever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Salah. O bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holds our souls in life and allows not our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have proven us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction upon our loins. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto you burnt sacrifices of fatted calves, with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Salah. Come and hear, all you that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But truly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Psalms chapter 67. To the chief musician on Neginoth, a psalm or song. God be merciful to us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Salah, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God, let all the people praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth, Salah. Let the people praise you, O God, let all the people praise you. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalms chapter 68. To the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rides upon the heavens by his name Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families, he brings out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when you went forth before your people, when did you march through the wilderness, Salah? The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, did send a plentiful rain, whereby you did confirm your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation has dwelt therein. You, O God, have prepared of your goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee away, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though you have lain among the pots, yet shall you be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings on it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, a high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap you, you high hills? This is the hill which God desires to dwell in. Yes, Yahweh will dwell in it for ever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai in the holy place. You have ascended on high, you have led captivity captive, you have received gifts for men, yes, for the rebellious also, that Yah God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Salah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto Yahweh the Lord belongs the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such a one as goes on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that your foot may be dipped in the blood of your enemies, and the tongue of your dogs in the same. They have seen your goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with tambourines. Bless you, God, in the congregations, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, that which you have worked for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, shall kings bring presents to you. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submits himself with pieces of silver. Scatter you the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah. To him that rides upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he does send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe you strength unto God, his excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, you are awesome out of your holy places. The God of Israel is he that gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Psalms chapter 69, to the chief musician upon Shoshanim, a psalm of David. O God, for the waters have come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying, my throat is dried, my eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. Let not them that wait on you, O Lord Yahweh of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek you be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for your sake I have borne reproach, shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children. For the zeal of your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached you have fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gates speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto you, O Yahweh, in an acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me, in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Yahweh, for your loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of your tender mercies. And hide not your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. You have known my reproach and my shame and my dishonour. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom you have smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom you have wounded. Add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please Yahweh better than an ox or bullock that has horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and seek your heart, and your heart shall live that seek God. For Yahweh hears the poor and despises not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves therein. For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servant shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Psalms chapter 70. To the chief musician, a psalm of David to bring remembrance. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Yahweh. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let such as love your salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O Yahweh. You are my help and my deliverer. O Yahweh, make no delay. Psalms chapter 71. In you, O Yahweh, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear unto me and save me. Be you my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. You have given commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord Yahweh, you are my trust from my youth. By you have I been held up from the womb. You are he that took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. I am as a wonder unto many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your honour all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength fails, for my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonour that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise you more and more. My mouth shall show forth your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord Yahweh, I will make mention of your righteousness, even of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, until now have I declared your wondrous work. Now also when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have shown your strength unto this generation, and your power to every one that is to come. Your righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto you? You which have shown me great and grievous troubles shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise you with the psaltery, even your truth, O my God. Unto you will I sing with the harp, O you Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto you, and my soul which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought to shame that seek my hurt. Psalms chapter 72, a psalm for Solomon. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge your people with righteousness, and your poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the hills, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people, he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and the abundance of peace so long as the moon endures. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him, for he shall deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him that has no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure for ever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be Yahweh God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name for ever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Psalm 73, a psalm of Asaph. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well near slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return here, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Truly I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of your children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely you did set them in slippery places. You cast them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation, as in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors? As a dream when one wakes, so, O Lord, when you wake, you shall despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have held me by my right hand. You shall guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion for ever. For, lo, they that are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all them that go a-whoring from you. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord Yahweh, that I may declare all your works. Psalms chapter 74, Mashil of Asaph. O God, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, the rod of your inheritance, which you have redeemed this Mount Zion, wherein you have dwelt. Lift up your feet to the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy has done wickedly in the sanctuary. Your enemies roar in the midst of your congregations. They set up their banners for signs. A man was famous, according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees, but now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into your sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of your name to the ground. They said in their hearts, "Let us destroy them together." They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knows how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme your name for ever? Why withdraw you your hand, even your right hand? Pluck it out of your bosom. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You did divide the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the dragons in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gave him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. You did cleave the fountain and the flood. You dried up mighty rivers. The day is yours. The night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Yahweh, and that the foolish people have blasphemed your name. O deliver not the soul of your turtle dove to the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of your poor for ever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. O let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you daily. Forget not the voice of your enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against you increases continually. Psalms chapter 75, to the chief musician, Altasheth, a psalm or song of Asaph. Unto you, O God, do we give thanks. To you do we give thanks, for that your name is near, your wondrous works declare. When I shall receive congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I said to the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. For in the hand of Yahweh there is a cup, and the wine is red, it is full of mixture, and he pours out of the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare for ever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Psalms chapter 76, to the chief musician, on Neginoth, a psalm or song of Asaph. In Judah is God known, his name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion. There broke he the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword, and the battle, Selah. You are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse were cast into a dead sleep. You, even you, are to be feared, and who may stand in your sight when once you are angry? You did cause judgment to be heard from heaven, the earth feared and was still. When God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth, Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you, the remainder of wrath shall you restrain. Vow and pay unto Yahweh your God, let all that are round about bring presents to him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is fearful to the kings of the earth. Psalms chapter 77. to the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord, my soul ran in the night, and ceased not, my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed, Selah. You hold my eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favourable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of Yahweh, surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate also of your work and talk of your doings. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God that does wonders. You have declared your strength among the people. You have with your arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw you, O God, the waters saw you, they were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water, the skies sent out a sound, your arrows also went abroad. The voice of your thunder was in the heaven, the lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way is in the sea, and your path in the great waters, and your footsteps are not known. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Psalms chapter 78, Mashil of Asaph. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Yahweh, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. Marvellous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He broke open the rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink as out of great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking food for their lust. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore Yahweh heard this and was angry. So a fire was kindled against Jacob. and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God, and trusted not in his salvation, though he had commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the call of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them food to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they did eat, and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their food was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them, and slew the fattest of them, and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they sinned still, and believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God. And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God their redeemer. Nevertheless they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied to him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yes, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and comes not again. How often did they provoke him in the wilderness, and grieve him in the desert? Yes, they turned back and tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. How he had worked his sins in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and had turned their rivers into blood, and their floods that they could not drink. He sent diverse sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them. He gave also their increase to the caterpillar, and their labour to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain which his right hand had purchased. He cast out the heathen also before them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bough, for they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was angry, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men. And he delivered his strength into captivity, and his glory into the enemy's hand. He gave his people over also to the sword, and was angry with his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awoke as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouts by reason of wine, and he smote his enemies in the hinder parts. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he has established for ever. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skilfulness of his hands. Psalms chapter 79, a psalm of Asaph. O God, The heathen have come into your inheritance. Your holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem in heaps. The dead bodies of your servants have they given to be meat to the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of your saints to the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We have become a reproach to our neighbours, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Yahweh, will you be angry for ever? Shall your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath upon the heathen that have not known you, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. O, remember not against us former iniquities. Let your tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for your name's sake. Why should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of your servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before you according to the greatness of your power. Preserve you those that are appointed to die, and render to our neighbours sevenfold unto their bosom their reproach, with which they have reproached you, O Lord, so we, your people, and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks for ever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. Psalms chapter 80, to the chief musician upon Shoshanamedeth, a psalm of Asaph. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, that you lead Joseph like a flock. You that dwell between the cherubims, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause your face to shine, so that and we shall be saved. O Yahweh God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You feed them with the bread of tears and give them tears to drink in great measure. You make us a strife to our neighbours, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. You have brought a vine out of Egypt, you have cast out the heathen and planted it. You prepared room before it and did cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs to the sea and her branches to the river. Why have you then broken down her hedges so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood does waste it, and the wild beast of the field does devour it. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which your right hand has planted, and the branch that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. So will not we go back from you? Quicken us, and we will call upon your name. Turn us again, O Yahweh, God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.